Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. Hi, I'm Tori.
I am Puma.
And on this podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between. Friends, welcome back. We are in our Real Love series, going through 1 Corinthians 13 and kind of exploring and picking apart some of the verses there on what love does and what love doesn't do. And I guess I want to start off this podcast with a story, because stories are great and people are funny. And well, let me start with a story about myself. So
Well, that would be funny.
That would be funny. A Tori story. So yeah, Awana, it's a thing, right? TNT. This is going to sound arrogant, and it kind of got to my head, but I was pretty good at memorizing verses. People wanted me on their team because I'd get them points. They'd get shares for store night. And so there was this big like competition, and it was like in the main session where we had the main lesson. It's kind of the end of the year, like a big, I don't say party, but a kind of a big deal for shares, extra shares this night for the last store night of the year. And I forget exactly what the question was, but the answer was, Jesus is the Son of God. And it was like kind of like a quiz. They would say the question, you stand up, with, you know, and I was the fastest in my whole team. Like, Tori, go, you got this one. If we get this, we win the thing, get all the shares. And so I signed up and like, okay, Tori, come to the front. What's the answer? And the answer was, Jesus, you know, is the Son of God. And I'm cocky. I'm like, that's right. I know the answer. I've gone to so many points so far. Watch me do this thing. So I go up front and I say, Jesus is the Son God. And I thought I said the Son of God, but I left out the of part. And Jesus is the Son God is not the answer. That's Ra. That's not Jesus.
Yes.
And I didn't even hear myself misspeak, but everyone's eyes were shocked. And the teacher's like, no. and they started laughing at me. I'm like, and I was so offended. Like, why are you guys laughing? Why are you poking fun at me? And I was so hurt. And I think that's when, you know, we hear about wounded pride, where you're like, well, not only did I let my team down, I was so arrogant, walk up there like I knew everything, and I just lost it from our whole team. I just felt so bad, so embarrassed. And that's when I realized that pride, when you're humbled, it doesn't just feel yucky, but there's like, that low-key scarred me. The whole group saw me be so arrogant and let my whole team down. And pride really stings. And yet I would never know if no one called me on it. I would have died on that answer because I thought I said it right.
Right. If everybody would have clapped and cheered and winked at you and
you
would sit down and you think, man, I am the creme de la creme.
I'm the bee's knees. Yes, yeah,
I'm the top cheese.
You know, pride is an interesting thing. And I think sometimes, especially with this particular sin, pride, we don't even see it until someone calls us out on it. And pride is not a subtle thing. It might start subtle, might grow in the heart, but it often looks like something. When I think of, if I were to ask you guys listening,
it will always manifest itself somewhere.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, it can't be hidden forever.
Yes, it's not a dormant kind of sin.
Right.
You know, so today we're going to talk about pride, about boasting, you know, the verses, Puma, you know, you can just read them there.
Yeah, so we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and, you know, he says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy. And then Paul goes on to say, love does not boast, it is not proud.
Mm.
So love doesn't boast, and love is not proud.
Yeah.
And so the context that we're talking about is this kind of agape, selfless, other-centered love, the love at the heart of Jesus, is not a love that is boastful or proud.
Yeah.
So I am curious to tease that out here today.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about, you know, what it looks like to not. Again, another negative, love does not boast. It is not proud. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
So pride, boasting. It's so funny. When I think of boasting, I always see a person in my mind, like, think of a proud person, boom, I got like a half dozen, right? You know, but very rarely am I the person on that list. Isn't that interesting? Like, that's kind of a pride thing if I don't think of myself as a proud person.
So when you think of like boastful, proud people,
I don't
make the list.
You know, I'm at the top five. Robert.
Yeah.
You know, I asked my teens a question, and it was about honoring. But I asked them, hey, you know, have you ever met someone, you know, more worthy of honor than you? Ever met someone better than you at something? And most kids nodded. One kid shook his head no. I'm like, really? He's like, I've never met someone better than me. And he was being serious. I'm like, wait, you're a church kid. Like, what? You know, but it's just interesting that like some of the flamboyant, arrogant situations, I see a person and yet I rarely see myself. And that's pretty arrogant because I know there's pride in my heart.
Right. Well, that's it. Yeah, that's arrogant and pride. You know, last week we looked at love does not envy, right?
Yes,
love envy. You know, and to be envious is wanting what someone else has or not wanting them to have it, right? It's really wanting to bring someone else down, you know, right?
Yeah.
This idea of boasting is bring yourself up.
Correct.
Right? It's almost like the opposite of envy. It is wanting to declare, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the greatness of me. So boasting, right? So you have something good happen to you, right? And you share that because you want other people to admire you.
Yeah.
Right?
Want the attention, want the praise, want the acknowledgement.
Now, what's really happening is people aren't admiring you. People are envious of you.
Yeah. Interesting. So, plot twist.
So you post something and most people are like, oh, wow, look at that. I got to like that, I guess. But man, you really... If I could say on air what I'm really thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that both envy and pride are both start in the heart, but pride usually explodes as some type of boasting. It's usually a expression of, I want people to look at me, and people, if they don't know, they can't appreciate me, can't give me the acknowledgments, right? Which is interesting because I think envy is much more subtle, but pride in full bloom looks like something that you can point to.
Yeah. So he says, don't be envious and don't boast. So, you know, to boast is almost kind of soliciting envy and jealousy in others.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm boasting or bragging of what I have or what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Almost in a sense of wanting others to be envious of you.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's almost like, I mean, it's kind of a sick twist on on pride. I think envy and boasting both come from a prideful heart, right? So love is not, you know, proud. But yeah, so we boast about things. Some of the ways that people boast about themselves or put themselves out there, you know, again, we could talk about social media and all the opportunities that people have today to promote themselves. Now, is there anything wrong with promoting yourself?
No, in and of itself, no, I don't think it's wrong to post. I don't think it's wrong to be excited. Hey, I got a new truck or I got a new job or hey, look at me and my family. You know, I think those in of themselves are not bad. But I do think, especially in our culture, it's not just allowed, it's encouraged to show off and it's encouraged to make others feel like they're missing out.
Well, I feel this need to one up
the next person. Exactly. Right? This is the next big thing I did.
To well, that's great. Well, you know, like when your kids, well, my dad's a milkman. Oh yeah, well, my dad's a mailman. Oh yeah, well, my dad.
Can fire your dad.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this idea of trying to one up. And so, you know, love doesn't boast. Love is not proud. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to say like pride or proud, what are we like, how do we define that?
Yeah. You know, I think these two words, you know, proud and boasting, I think are probably pretty well understood, but I understand this, the idea of doing, saying, purchasing, doing something in your life to where you want to flaunt it with the hopes to get attention. You know, and I think one of the problems with boasting, one, you make people feel small, but it's always in comparison to someone else who's missing out on. Generally, people, if they're going to do something, they want attention, you don't hide it. You don't get attention from hiding something. You know, you mentioned a meme you saw. What was that meme?
Oh, yeah. No, I just I saw something this week. It was so good. It said, next time you feed the homeless, leave your camera at home.
Yeah, right. And we've seen those YouTube videos of people, I Mr. Beast, I just, you know, built 100 wells in Africa, which is great. You know, and hey, I just fed 40 people Chick-fil-A under the bridge, you know, and like, and that's fine. But you're right. There is something to, if I'm going to do a nice thing, I want people to know that I'm being nice. You know, it's the idea, I'd rather look good than actually be good. That's the heart of pride.
Right.
You know, it's the heart of, I want people to see me as something, whether I am that or not.
You know, it's just having this inflated view of myself mm-hmm. and wanting others to see not the real me, but the inflated me.
Yes.
And so boasting is wanting people to see the inflated view of myself mm-hmm. because we're always trying to hide the real view of ourselves, mm-hmm. right? Because honestly, sin is very ugly. And yeah. if everyone is really honest, we know that the real us, there's a lot of ugly there. Mm-hmm. And this is where, you know, within the family of God, within the church, when we can actually love each other, you see, love, I mean, we're going to get into some of the other things that Paul talks about. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongs and mm-hmm. all these things, but love is long-suffering. We've talked about that, yeah. right? Love puts up with, and love shows kindness, shows mm-hmm. favor to those that maybe aren't necessarily deserving. And then love is not envious, not wanting this idea of discontent. And love, you know, here is not boastful, mm-hmm. right? We're not like mm-hmm. trying to promote ourselves, oftentimes at the expense of other people, you know, to get other people jealous and envious of right. us. And we don't have this inflated view of ourselves. We always want people to see what we want them to see. We don't,
yeah.
we all want to be loved for who we are, but we want people to see what we want them to see.
Right.
Right. We want to cover up
yeah.
all the things that are ugly.
And a lot of my teams will even say that I've talked to, you know, I'm afraid if people actually see the real me, they won't want me. So I have to be fake. I have to promote this inflated view of myself because I want to be acknowledged for who I am, even though that acknowledgement is often a facade. And, you know, I think part of the issue with pride is it is so subtle, right? I mean, to my chagrin, right? I don't see myself as an arrogant person, which is pretty arrogant,
right.
you know? And I mean, I do know that I've got pride, and I say that humbly. I say that like I know I've got pride.
You know? I'm so humble, I admit my pride.
Yeah, I'm more humble than you are.
Yeah.
You know, but there really is a sense of subtleness that you don't see your pride. And right before the podcast, talking to, you know, my mom, your wife, and just asked her, you know, hey, real quick off the cuff, no prep, you know, when you think of pride, what are some things that you think of that you see? Because it's hard to see our own sin, right? It's hard to see where we're arrogant and proud. We might maybe can put, you know, point back to a story. Like again, when I was in Awana, I remember, oh wow, I was super off. But that's because somebody said something, right? I didn't notice it when I said the wrong answer in Awana until someone called me on it. So I guess a question for you, Puma, what are some tells about an arrogant person? I mean, how can we see ourselves? When I do this, maybe there's pride in my heart. What are some warning signs to highlight where there might be pride in my life?
When Paul lists all these things that love is and love isn't, and we're talking about them kind of one at a time,
mm-hmm.
but just like when we talk about like the character of God, we can talk about one part of God's character, like he's loving or he's holy, but saying that God is loving or that God is holy or that God is just, just one of those parts doesn't capture all that God is, right? It's the whole. We're looking at God as the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
It's all interconnected. Same thing when we talk about love and this agape love. You know, we're kind of piecing out facets of it, but they're all interconnected. Mm-hmm. So when you say, you know, what is kind of this, you know, proud and arrogant? I mean, you know, whether it's being rude, right? Mm-hmm. I'm rude, or I'm irritable, or I, you know, vengeful, have some hate, spite, malice in my heart.
Yeah.
You know, I post something intentionally because I know you don't have it in order to get you, you know, to trigger you and to get you riled up. I mean, right. These are ways that our pride subtly, you know, comes out. And so we'll look at some of these others like rude. Paul talks about some of these other nuanced things,
points them out.
You know. Not easily angered or irritable, but man, when you hit somebody in their pride spot, they usually react negatively, right? They don't react positively.
Yeah,
and so I think it's the reaction when someone thinks that something is good and you comment on it and they react negatively, you're probably hitting their pride spot.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, so a couple Sundays ago, I was talking with the teens after church and talking about fruits, right? And what's a fruit? You know, baba tomato is actually a fruit. He's not a vegetable, right? And so we were talking about that, and someone said, "Yeah, you know, strawberries aren't actually berries." And one of the teens is like, "Yeah, they are. It's in the name." I'm like, "Well, technically, a berry has to have you know seeds on the inside, and a strawberry has them on the outside. So actually, a strawberry is not actually a fruit." And this teen went off. I'm talking about reaction. They're like, yes, they are, and I can prove it. And like, got so offended that we were challenging on whether or not a strawberry is a fruit. Right. And it was a hill that this guy was willing to die on. Right. And I thought...
Well, just think about that context in youth group, right? Mm. And what Paul's talking about here, how do we can love each other, especially in the family of God? And are we willing, like you said, to die on a hill of a strawberry?
Yeah.
You know, because it's triggering a pride spot of... what I think I know, right. What I don't know,
being
challenged, I don't want to be wrong.
Right.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's, we hit those pride spots. I teach a lesson or preach a sermon, you know, and I think, well, I did okay. You know, and then someone says, you know, that really was not helpful.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you suck.
Yeah. Right. That's such a good point.
It's like, what's my first reaction?
Mm-hmm.
My reaction when when something that I think I'm doing right or doing well, I post something, right? I post something online and someone writes a negative comment on it.
Oh, yeah.
Do I say, thank you for your honest critique? Right? Is that our first reaction?
No, not usually.
No. Our first reaction is to kind of launch, and to justify and to...
Yeah, make excuses for it,
right.
That's such a good point, Puma, because you're right. When we are proud, there are certain things that we... feel entitled to that we are correct on. And when we are arrogant, not only do we boast, but nobody can say otherwise. So yeah, that's a great way. Am I arrogant? Am I proud? Where do I get easily defensive? What triggers me when someone shares something? Because you're right. If I was a humble person, the posting was a great, you know, example. I post something and someone's like, wow, I can't believe you thought, you know, going to Branson was a good idea for a vacation or whatever, right? Someone challenges and comments what I thought was really great. A humble person will not justify, will not make excuses, won't even retaliate back, but they'll take the feedback and react lovingly. And I love about 1 Corinthians 13 is that you see real love, God's agape love, and then mankind's selfish love. And you really can't have both. I think in all of these different nuances in this chapter, we see that one is a love is a choice. Am I going to choose to love me or love my brother in Christ? And I think it's such an important that being boasting is a choice. And in this case, not boasting is a choice. To not be arrogant, to not be puffed up. I mean, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And I think pride is hard because it's hard to fake a reaction. But love is a choice. And so I think before we post something, I think, how can I love? Am I loving myself or am I sacrificially loving God and His church? And I do think pride is a choice. It's subtle. We often don't see it till it's too late, unfortunately. But a good, like, red light, hey, maybe I'm proud, is how do I react?
Yeah. You know, and even, you know, to the Corinthian church, you know, Paul told them in the very first chapter, chapter one, you know, that we boast in nothing but in Jesus, right? I mean, you know, the wisdom of the world, you know, it versus the wisdom of Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. What do we promote? And... And Jesus had so much to boast about, honestly, rightfully so. You know, but he didn't. He walked humbly because he was walking in faithful obedience to what the Father had called him to.
Yep.
Jesus was not arrogant, right?
Yeah, he had a right to be. He's God.
And I mean, so many things were said to him, about him, around him, and how many times did people say things that were just theologically wrong?
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
I mean, even the religious leaders, and did Jesus? I mean, did he say, "You guys are a bunch of idiots," and I can't, you know?
Yeah, no.
I mean, he when he talked to some, like with Nicodemus, you know, it was at night, and he lovingly tried to lead him to a true understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so a non-prideful person is willing to be corrected, right?
Yeah, teachable.
Teachable.
Yeah. No, that's good. You know, what's a good application question, Puma? Because, yeah, pride is everywhere. It's subtle. And I'll be honest, I react poorly, especially to things that I feel like I'm right in. You know, so what's a good application question for us who are trying to not just love God, but to love His church and to not boast and to not be proud?
Yeah, it's hard to, again, like you said, it's hard to recognize pride in our heart. So if we're going to do self-reflection, you know, you could do just some self-reflective questions. So next time you post something, you know, ask, what is my motivation for posting this? And if someone comments negatively, am I going to be hurt by that?
Yeah.
And why would I be hurt by that? I mean, just ask yourself some self-reflective questions.
Yeah.
That way. When you get angry or quote unquote get triggered, I don't even like that word, but you know, when you have a reaction, next time you have a reaction, when someone says something or something is done, you know, before you go off, just ask yourself, why does this bother me? Let me just look at my heart. Why does this bother me? Yeah. Does this bother me because I desire truth and righteousness and a desire to love other people? Or does this bother me because my pride is being hurt?
Yeah, no, that's good, Puma. Yeah. Will I say, buy, or post this if no one sees me but God? What's the motivation for why I do what I do? And the follow-up question is, like you said, like, what easily triggers me and why? I think those are really good application questions, because you're right, pride is quick to defend itself when it feels threatened, and humble people are quick to learn and to listen. And yeah, those are really good. Why do I do what I do, and how do I respond? Yeah, thank you. And guys, thank you for joining us on this podcast today. We just so appreciate you guys. Seriously, I've had several emails and texts over the last couple of weeks, and just great to hear the feedback. And again, not because we're some great big podcast or even, you know, great people, but just because it reminds me that God's church is bigger than this room, bigger than this podcast, that we are on this journey together. We get to learn from each other, and God's word is worth learning. It's worth loving. Mm-hmm. And it's encouraging to hear feedback. And if you have any questions, as always, you can always email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks, guys. And hey, tune in next week, Fridays at 10:10, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.